Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. Another key of life from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is how to take medication and when to take medication. The Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they instruct us that when we get sick, first and foremost, we need to learn and see if the sickness we can do without medication. We can deal with it. You know, you got a cold, you get a fever, you get a headache, back pain, leg pain, you know, stomach pain, stomach upset. These things you can deal with. Don't straight away jump to medication, because sometimes medication have side effects, and these side effects could complicate matters even worse. So Al-Bay say, try to walk with the disease as much as you can, as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam said. In other cases, no. When the Ahlul Bayt, they say that your sickness has taken over your body, that your health has completely went out of play, then you need to make sure that you seek medication. A person by the name of Yunus ibn Ya'qub, a companion of Imam as-Sadiq alayhi as-salam, he says to the Imam, and he asked him a question about a person. He drinks medicine, and this medicine, perhaps it might kill the person, and perhaps might cure the person. And he says, and the rate of success of this drink, this medication, is a lot higher than killing people, which is something that, you know, medical science today is trying to do. What should a person do in this case? I know this medicine, sometimes there's a rate, let's say, you know, 20% it kills, but let's say 80% it has a success rate. The Imam Salamullah alayhi said to him, أنزل الله الدواء وأنزل الشفاء وما خلق الله داء إلا وجعل له دواء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down medicine, and he brought down with it cure. And Allah did not create any disease without creating a medicine for it. Whatever disease you could imagine in this world, there's always a medicine for it. Now, sometimes we have found medicine for certain diseases, and there are plenty of diseases that mankind have not yet found the cure to, which inshallah, we hope that they do and does not become a monopoly, a source of making money for the pharmaceuticals. But nevertheless, the Imam says, for every disease, Allah has created a cure, a medicine. Then the Imam says, Fashrab wasamillah. You're asking about this particular drink or this particular medicine. He says, drink it. But first, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, obviously, when a person drinks medication, has to be done, you know, in doses. You can't just take medication as much as you like because you say, well, you know, I feel sick, I need to be cured. No, obviously, you go to the doctors and the doctors give you medication that you require in certain doses and stay with that. So even if there's a ratio, the ratio is a lot higher. The Imam alayhi salam says, go with the high ratio. Let us take a short break and we come back right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree,
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بودم گفته دیگه، اون امامش گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and we are talking about another key of life, and that is taking medication. We see that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have told us everything. And they did say that when you fall sick and you get extremely sick, then seek medication. And for every disease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down its cure as well. A hadith from Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi as-salam, he says, إِذَا رَأَى الْمَرِيضُ قَدْ بَرَأَ مِنَ الْعِلَّةِ قَالْ. Every time Imam Sajjad sees a sick person, Alhamdulillah recovers and he gains his health back, the Imam comes to him and says to him, يُهَنِّئِكَ الطُّهُورُ مِنَ الذُّنُوبِ. I congratulate you that you are now free of sin, pure of sin. We have many a hadith when it talks about the concept of bala, which is problems, calamities, you know, all these obstacles that we face in life, amongst which disease and pain. We have many a hadith that the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam say, for the mu'mineen, the believers, diseases are in fact stations where they get purified. The pain that you go through, hadith from, I think, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi says that the person when he goes through pain and he cries and moans out of pain is tasbih. When he cries out of pain is tahleel. So as a person moaning and crying out of pain, in fact, he's saying subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. And we have many a hadith that tells us when a person goes through a stage of disease and sickness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, it cleanses him from his sin or her sin. And obviously, as human beings and as believers, we make a lot of sins during our day, during our life. So it is a good thing that I should face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without these sins. So Allah sends these diseases our way. And our first approach to disease is that we start, you know, hating it. And why me? Why do I have this? And we start to complain. Why is my father sick? Why is my mother sick? Why is my daughter and son sick? Husband and wife. And we're constantly complaining about disease. But the reality is when a person gets sick, in fact, he's being cleansed of his sins. Yes, you know, a person should seek medication. Yes, a person needs to take care of his health. But at the same time, he should have an opposite attitude towards disease and sickness. It is actually a cleansing process spiritually and mentally for the person. So Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi, every time he sees a person who was sick and then he comes out of his sickness, the Imam says to him, you know, I congratulate you. You know, I give you all the blessings and all the greetings that you require because now you are free of sin. Even a simple headache, the riwayat, the narration of the Ahl Bayt alayhim salam say, a simple headache that you get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes so much off your sins. So we should not just straight away try to, I don't know, seek medication and take too much medication for a cold or a flu or a headache. No, think of it as a cleansing process. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have, health or sickness. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. a momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.